He's still had everything, had everything, had everything too hard for you. Is there anything? Oh, yes, is there anything too hard for you? Is there anything? Behold, I'm the Lord.
Behold, you are the Lord.
I am the God of everything.
The God of all flesh.
Say, is there anything? Hallelujah.
Is there anything too hard for you?
Is there anything?
Is there anything?
Anything? If you believe that there's nothing too hard for him to do, so tell him, Lord, take my life. Can I hear you say, Lord, take my life. Make it what you want. Pray that prayer from your heart. Take my life. Make it what you want. Not what I want. What you want. In the name of Jesus. What you want. In the name of Jesus. Not what I want. What you want. Take my life. My times are in your hands. Take my life. Make it what you want. In the name of Jesus. I can't hear you. You left your home to pray this morning. Take my life. Make it what you want. Take my life. Make it what you want. In Jesus' name we prayed. Now you are going to commit your business unto God, your career unto God. There's nothing too hard for him to do. That thing that is making your heart palpitate, that thing that is giving you sleepless nights, it's time for you to commit it to God. Go ahead and pray to God. Say, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you to do. Present that thing before the Lord. Present it to him in speaking in tongues. Present it to him. There's nothing too hard for God to do. I can't hear you. Close up. Pray like you're talking to a living God. At home, lift up your voice and pray. Over that child, over that business, over that career, it's time to pray. He's the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for him to do? Your school, your career, your exams, present it to God. There's nothing he can do. He wants to be part of your life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. You're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare. You shall decree a thing, not suggest, and the thing shall be established. You say, glory is upon my head. There is glory on my head. In the name of Jesus, shame and sorrow has fled totally. There's glory upon my head. Come and decree and declare it. Decree and declare it. There's glory upon my head. I can't hear you. Oh, for somebody, declare the glory of the Lord has risen upon me. There's glory upon my head. Shame and sorrow has fled totally from my life. I'm a new person. Glory is upon my head. Glory is upon my children. Pray like that. Glory is upon my head. Every experience I've had in time past, in my sleep, while I wake up, has fled totally from me. Or my job, or my career, has fled totally from me. Glory is upon my head. I will stand out. Everybody will see the glory upon me. And Gentiles shall be drawn to me. In the name of Jesus. Kings will come to the brightness of my rising. Glory is upon my head. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. You're going to pray from your heart. You say throughout 2023. Say victory all the way. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Victory all the way. If you have a court case, it's time to declare. Victory all the way. Victory all the way. I will never suffer defeat. If I do promotional exams, victory all the way. Anything that is good and perfect, God will never withhold it from me. According to Psalm 84, verse 11. In the name of Jesus, no good thing will the Lord withhold from me. Victory all the way. Because I walk uprightly. Victory all the way. In the name of Jesus. Any ill word spoken against me, they are now under my feet. They are inactive. In the name of Jesus. Come on, prophesy as you're commanded. Mare ba 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 ba. Victory all the way. Masetere bakashintari baba. Victory all the way. Declare, 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 decree. It shall be established. You will get what you say. Victory all the way. In the name of Jesus. Throughout 2023, victory all the way. In the name of Jesus. I will never suffer defeat. I will never suffer failure. Because the Lord is with me. In the name of Jesus. One with God is the majority. If God be for us, what can be against me? I decree and I declare victory all the way. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you because you are the doer of all those things. We thank you for the testimonies. We appreciate you for everything you've done. We thank you for things you've done that are yet to be made manifest. We thank you. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand if you believe it. Be seated. God bless you. God bless you. Hebrews 6 and verse 1 is my deliberation this morning. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. Therefore, leaving the discussion. So our discussion should not be on some things. But leaving. In other words, there was a time was on it. When you hear the word elementary, he's not talking about things that are not necessary. You don't have a good house, not sitting on a good foundation. Most Christians don't have good foundations. They're sitting on. That's the problem. If the foundation be faulty, what can the righteous do? And I've taught you over and over that in Christianity, you can lift up a building. And reset the foundation. It's different from a natural building. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You not have a warped foundation in the name of Jesus. Somebody carried a load. The load went on one side. They said, what happened? This load is not well arranged. They said, look down. He's a crippled person. It's not the load that is upside down. Is the legs, is the foundation. So, you can be dealing with loot, be dealing with paint, be dealing with stuff. Why do I sleep when I read the Bible? Why do I not focus when the word is going on? Why do I do this? Why am I looking at the time during the message? Why do I want to go to the toilet? When I want to gist at the foyer, I don't go to the toilet. What is wrong? Foundation. And when something is wrong with you and you are living like that, you think it's normal. It's not normal. Anything you are willing to indulge, you are willing to accommodate. You know the evidence of pursuit? Speed. Evidence of desire is pursuit. Evidence of pursuit is speed. Whatever you don't want, you run from it. Whatever you want, you run to it. The Bible says, leaving the elementary, it doesn't mean it's not necessary. It means it's foundational. That's the meaning, that's the Greek word of elementary. I've had preachers say, no, we are not supposed to talk about that. Those are elementary. Okay, so which ones are the major ones? Sometimes foundation matters. Sometimes you want to build three-story building, but you only have money for one story. What do you do? You need the foundation for three stories. Everybody's seen one story. The foundation we made for this building is not for a tent. In case we remove it and decide to build, we've made the foundation ready. That's why you jump, nothing happens. 5,000 people jump in on this place, nothing happens. There's a basement under because of the foundation. If you're hearing something bouncing, it's not the foundation. It's we suspended the floor with a floor casket. So it's not the foundation that is shaking. It's the wood. That's why I can stand here with my children and say, jump, if you like. Because I know what we did in the foundation. I pray in the name of Jesus. Anything that is not straight in your life, after this service will become straight. Amen. One of the things wrong with Christians is that they are only positive. If I come for early morning prayers, maybe my life will be straight. They don't have faith towards God. It's not being positive I'm teaching you. It says, let us go on to perfection. Let me talk a little bit about perfection. The Bible says the path of the just. So you have a path. Destiny means there's a destination. You have a path. It's like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter, not brighter and dimmer. You were designed to be perfected. 3 years ago, that brother was fervent. That should not be your story. Something is wrong. You are supposed to get better. You are supposed to be sweeter by the day. Become tastier by the day. The Lord should not regret that He made you. He should not regret the investment He made in you. We may have trials sometimes, suffer setbacks, but we bounce back and we go forward. For the path of the just is like a shining light. In Ephesians 4, verse 11, the Bible says it gives some to be apostles, to be prophets, to be evangelists, to be pastors and teachers. Why? Why do we exist? For the perfecting of the saints or keeping of the saints. For the work of ministry, for the edifying. So God made you to be perfected. Not to go down, not to go deeper and deeper. He made you to improve every day. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm improving every day. Say, I'm getting sweeter and sweeter every day. Say, salt is salting me every day. It's seasoning me every day. Can somebody shout hallelujah? In James 1:4, you read the scripture. The Bible says, but let patience have its perfect work. So there's some things that has to be perfected before you move to the next level. Some people have stayed on one level for a long time. That you may be perfect, my God. So God wants you to be perfect and be complete, lacking nothing. That's God's plans for us. One of the first things you must know, if you go back to that Hebrews 6 from verse 1, leaving the discussion of elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again. But it's been laid. Not laying again. For some people, it's not been laid at all. The repentance from dead works. Some are still struggling with dead works. That's the problem. So the devil doesn't care. He doesn't care if you go for DP. He doesn't care if you wake up early in the morning and pray. He has a ladder to come in when he wants to come in. And works, dead works, and of faith towards God. Now, I'm not sharing on faith. I'm not sharing on being positive. I'm talking about faith towards God. Even pastors can say things like, are we just going to sit here and pray? Will God just do something? Exactly. The first response is prayer. That's the first. Even if you know what to do, the first response is, Lord, shall I pursue? Will I overtake? Will I recover all? Instead of David running out, he ran inside. Abiathar, the priest, give me the effort. Even if you are professional, even if you've done it before, the first response is prayer. A lot of people just go to church for many reasons. To meet friends, to distribute invites, to do business. There are people in this church that want to sell things. Oh, they've seen the other side of us. They think you ministers are fools. The pastor's wife is a fool. And I don't want to mention some things some people say. I don't want to mention it on this platform. We chase them ahead. This place is not a marketing place. It's for worship of God. There's faith towards God that you ought to have. There are many reasons. A friend of mine that we were on the other side together, before we moved to Abuja, he said to us, oh, I attend Social Church. You know, in that place, there are 5 ministers attending that church. You just turn to your neighbor, just get a contract. That's why he's attending that church. He doesn't have faith towards God. That's a problem. Is it wrong to get a contract in church? No. They've given people cars in church, at the car park. Those things ought to go on, but that should not be the reason why. Some people attend a church because it's near their house, not because God planted them there. No tree plants themselves. Any tree you see, somebody planted it. The Bible says that they may be called the trees of righteousness. Isaiah says to them, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Not you. The Bible says the foundational thing is repentance from dead works and faith towards God. In 1 John chapter 5, I want to read from verse 10 to 13. Are you getting something? He who believes in the Son has the witness in himself. His insight. He who does not believe God has made him a liar. My God. So the problem is not that you don't believe, you made him a liar. So how do I prophesy in the name of a liar to you? And it will work. It will work. Are you getting something? Because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given of his Son twice. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. At the mountain of transfiguration, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. And this is a testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is his Son. So when you receive Jesus into your spirit, you believe you have life. Verse 13. Hallelujah. And these are written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have. Tap your neighbor, say, I'm not going to have eternal life. I have a noise away. Even in death, you know you have a noise away. And that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in. Some people just sing it. It's not from here. Say, I believe in Jesus. Come on, say it, I believe in Jesus. One pastor, as he raised up his hand to preach, his hand touched the fan. He said, Sean, go! He's like, the pastor said, Amadioha. What is on you? It's out of the abundance of the heart. The mouth to speak. If someone of my age says, ouch, he has not seen trouble. If my son says, ouch, you know, that's what he grew up to do. English was his first language. But someone of my age, ouch, he's not seen trouble. If you are still saying, ouch. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. John 12, verse 44. Are you getting something? Then Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me, believes not in me, but in him who sent me. In other words, if you claim you believe in me, you don't only believe in me, you believe in the one that sent me. That's why not believing in Jesus or not believing in God. I'm not talking about being positive. You can believe in yourself. Is that not what your motivational books tell you? Believe in yourself. Believe you can do it. I can do all things. You've forgotten that the Bible says through Christ. You are more than conqueror through him. You are not alone. You are not designed to function alone. That's why the greatest display of humility is prayer. You are telling God, I depend on you. What I'm going to exhale, I have to inhale it here. Anytime you see yourself, you know, feeling self-sufficient, is because of pride. In John chapter 5, verse 24. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life. My God. That's a noise away. That's eternal life. He who hears my word and believes in him that sent me has eternal life. I shall not come into judgment. Do you need anything clearer than that? But has passed from death to life. In other words, the reason why that person is functioning like that is because there's no death to me. He has passed from death to life. They're not talking about physical death. He has passed from what Adam died of. He has entered life. He's now born again. He's now a new creation. So if you find yourself to be a new creation and you're doubting things on your inside, something is wrong in your foundation. That's what I'm saying. And I pray in the name of Jesus. Everything that concerns you is now in the basket of God. They told David, choose your inheritance. He said, the Lord will choose my inheritance. That's why he shouted, yay, I have a goodly inheritance. Lines are falling to me in goodly places. Because God is so good, they call him God. I pray in the name of your husband, your children, where you will live. You know, people thought, oh, Pastor Biodun is such an excellent person. You know, Guzapi, he put his church in Guzapi. We didn't know. God chose this place for us. I pray in the name of Jesus. From today, your times, your life are now in God's hands. God will perfect all that concerns you. What people struggle and run after, God will give you for free. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In 1 Peter 1:21, anywhere I get to, we just pray. And through him, believe in God who raised from the dead and gave him glory. Oh, I wish I could read from verse 20, but for time. So that your faith and hope are in God. Some people's faith and hope are in what they have in the bank. That's why they have confidence. Why are you sad? My money is just going down. Where's God? Has God gone down? You can think maybe I'm just harmonizing. I can't tell you how many times I've been zero in life. Whether God gave me an instruction, I cleared my account, or circumstances did it. I can't tell you how many times. You've seen me handle crisis here in this place. If you believe in God, you will. There's nothing anybody can do. The person threatening you is a man. You know, some people think because they pray, God will help lead them. No, it depends. What you gotta pray has to be the Bible. Pray in the name of Jesus. Any setback you suffered, God will never hand you over to your adversaries. In the name of Jesus. John 14 verse 1. I'm looking at the time. You just have 5 minutes to pray. John 14 verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and also believe in me. Believe in God. A lot of Christians don't believe in God. They believe on Sunday I have to be in church. But going to church every day, who is God? I'm just advising you. You better be serious with your life. So God is not serious. Who has a life? You need to stop some people advising you. Say, I don't want my life to end up like yours. So that's why I'm going to church. And I'm not teaching you church. I'm talking about These are manifestations of not believing in God. Ah, I have a business. You know, it was when I got to Abuja in 2008 that someone told me that in the church, they called me for a contract. I said, in the church, there are 160 hours in a week. How many hours are you spending in church that day? They still disturbed you in church. You can't do that to people of other religion. When they are praying, they will tell you. They're in any meeting, they will tell you, we got to pray to God. But you, I'm not talking about you in this room. Anything money, if they say, this Jesus, this American passport, you will deny Jesus instantly and take American passport. Sometimes when I get to America, I say, these American people want to kill themselves. Sometimes I use 3 days and I come back. I pray in the name of Jesus. This year, you will cast your gold down. The gold of offer. You cast it down. You use money to play. Those things people chase after will chase after you. If you believe, let me hear your email like thunder. Some people can kill their children for money. No. 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 It's a spirit of lack that's making people do that. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will do well. I say you will do well. Let me give you one more scripture because of time. In Acts 26, let me read to you from verse 17. Let's talk about when Paul was preaching to Agrippa. And he was recounting when he was called into ministry. Jesus told him, I will deliver you from Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you. My God, I wish I had time to explain that. To open their eyes. The first thing that should happen to you is that your eyes should be open. Jesus wants your eyes. So there are people with closed eyes. There are people that don't know what is going on. They think having a car, having money, having a house is all there is about life. That's what the devil wants them to see. The Bible says that if our gospel be hid, is hidden from those that the enemy has blinded. I pray what people are running after will run after you. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says to open their eyes, in order to turn them. If your eyes are not open, you not turn. To turn them from darkness to light. My God. And this is where I want to see, from the power of Satan to the power of God. A lot of people have not turned to the power of God. That's why you can be a Christian. You come to church here, after 2 hours, you go to a Baba that will turn the cross upside down. Because you've not understood the power of God. You say, prayer inside the sea. No. You'll be on the mountain. You let the sun scorch you. You will dry for 3 days. Is that how you treat your children? There's a place of importunity in prayer. There's a place of, you know, God wanting to deal with you beyond your request. I understand that. But you have to suffer before God will hear you. He's not God. Please, whoever taught you about God is a liar. Their foundation or what they've learned about God or what they believe about God, they are putting it in the gospel. It's so good they call it gospel. That they may receive what? Forgiveness from sin. What is the first thing they will do? Their eyes will be open. The next thing they will do, they will turn. Because you can't know that someone put poison in your food and you eat it because you're hungry. No, you will eat it. Because you know light will arise somewhere from darkness. That they may receive forgiveness and inheritance among those. So, apart from opening your eyes, apart from turning from darkness to light or the power of Satan, there's an inheritance for those who are sanctified. By faith in me. So, what will you do if you are the devil? You will first of all make sure they don't believe in God. Because everything is routed. The currency is faith. Can you see that? So, when you're ready, get to the PRU and say, I'm ready. If you are looking for Jehovah Sharp Sharp, it's around First Tank. So, go there. But what we have been sent to do is to introduce you to God. to open your eyes, to turn you from power of darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, not to bring you to church. There are a lot of Christians. The Bible says, he that stands, let him take it, lest he fall. There are a lot of Christians the enemy has dealt with. Spiritual pride is the worst thing that can happen to you when you think you're something and you're not something. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that your eyes will be open. Amen. You know, I've been praying about this since the beginning of this week. I pray that your eyes will be open. Amen. You will see things beyond what I'm saying. Amen. God will communicate it to you very well. In the name of Jesus, anywhere the enemy is winning in your life, he will lose. Anything that is not of God, any tree that my father has not planted, will be uprooted from the root. Go ahead and pray in tongues. Come on, make it loud if you believe in God. If you believe in God, make it loud. Come on, pray. Pray from your heart. There's nothing he can do. I'm telling you. The person threatening you cannot wake up. It's possible he may not wake up tomorrow morning. What if they transfer you and you? There's gold in the land they transferred you to. I have a mentor. They discovered electricity on the land. Gas. Where his church was in the bush. So he's the only pastor I know that doesn't pay electricity bill. Anywhere you step becomes Zion. Go ahead and pray. Pray pictures. There's nothing God cannot do. Foundation. Foundation. Believing in God. I believe God. I can't hear you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. I pray for you. Anything the enemy is using to access you, let it be under your feet. This year, you will have your testimony shall be full. In the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. You will do well. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Say to some people, believe in God. Believe in God. That new mindset you have is of the devil. Let's be wise. So let's spiritual. Believe in God. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.